This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
What role does food insecurity play in obesity? Do you even know what food insecurity is in this country? We have so much. My guest today is Dr. Christopher Bowling. He is the obesity chair for the Kentucky chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bowling. So first start by telling the listeners, what is food insecurity?
So food insecurity, Melanie, is something, it's a concept that is fairly intuitive. It's just you're uncertain where your next food, where your food supply is going to come from. You're either in a setting where it's unstable because of economic reasons, it's unstable because of geographic reasons, it's unstable because of family reasons. So it's sort of you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. So there's a certain insecurity around being well-nourished and being healthy.
Okay, so if it is that insecurity about where your next meal is coming from, there's been this weird paradox of food insecurity and yet obesity in this country. How are these two related?
Well, it does sound like a paradox, but you know, we live in a country where there is the pretty readily available and inexpensive food is not very healthy food, but it's very calorie-dense food. And if you're in a setting where you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, you're going to eat when it's available to you. So in certain communities, I happen to live in the city of Cincinnati, so I see some urban poverty there. My practice is in Kentucky, where we see a lot of rural poverty. Both areas are very food insecure, some very food insecure areas. So you really kind of stock up when you have the opportunity. In both settings, there's great penetration of fast food restaurants. You know, if you live in a very rural part of the state of Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky has the highest per capita number of fast food restaurants of any region in the nation. And if you don't have a grocery store for 45 miles, but you have fast food located 5 miles away from you, and it's cheap, you'll eat there more regularly.
That's true. And that's a problem because in the rural areas, yes, there's not a really good grocery store for many, many miles. And so that's hard to get to. So you're going to eat the junk food and the Chick-fil-A and whatever's closest. And in the urban areas, the same, where maybe they can't get out of their little niche to go to a Whole Foods or a healthy drugstore or a healthy store, or the farmers markets won't come into those areas. So you can't even get those healthy choices. And they get their food from the local, you know, fast gas station or, you know, any of the roller foods that you get at those places. So that's where it's a problem. And it's cheap besides. So you can fill bulk without spending a lot of money.
It's a real catch-22, Melanie, because what happens is you'll talk with urban grocers and they'll say, we can't stock good produce because it won't sell. And you talk with customers and they say they don't have any good produce at this store. So you have to get creative on a community level and bring them food in where you need it. The city of Philadelphia has done a fabulous job at making some progress on this front. They have a series of corner grocery stores that are supported by the city and initially supported, and there were opportunities, there were grant mechanisms to get more fresh food and produce into corner stores. And what those stores have found, and real estate is a prime in those stores. These stores have to have very rapid turnover on their foods. But what they have found is that people, when they know those things are available, they start using them. And when there's room for fresh produce, people buy them, grocers like to stock them, and the infrastructure starts getting built out.
I agree with you completely, and I think that people need to also be educated, Dr. Bowling, because in some of those urban areas, they don't even really know what to do with some of this fresh produce. They don't know necessarily how to cook chicken very healthy or any of these things. So some of it is education. Besides shows like this, pediatricians like you, getting out there, reaching out to these communities and teaching them about exercise and food and how to combine it all for that healthier lifestyle, correct?
Absolutely. There are some wonderful programs out there. I'm a big supporter of, there's a free magazine for families out there called Chop Chop Mag, that Chop Chop magazine that shows people how to cook. There are a lot of other good resources out there. The USDA website has great recipes on it, on the choosemyplate.gov website. There are lots of good opportunities and places for people to find things on how to prepare them. A lot of it is just getting them into your house and then and coming up with ideas.
I think that's true, is coming up with those ideas and being creative as well. And with this food insecurity now, even our First Lady had talked about food deserts and how we can, you know, get communities to even grow their own. And I think it's a wonderful idea, but I haven't seen a lot of it happening. Some communities are having community gardens, but then I don't see that they get kept up or that people are really taking full advantage of the space that they're given. What do you think about things like community gardens?
I think community gardens are, you know, they are wonderful in concept. And there are definitely places where community gardens work tremendously well. I think it has to be something that the community wants. Yet when you engage with communities, it's important to hear them say, like, what they think will work for their community. In some places it is, we need healthy corner grocery stores. In some rural communities, it's, we need a farmer's market. In some places, we have a wonderful farmer's market in Cincinnati called Findlay Market. What we do with our families is we teach them to go to the farmer's market at the end of the day when prices are lower. So there are certain strategies, but every community is different. And I think when we see things like community gardens not stick, sometimes it's because we didn't ask the community itself what they thought the answer was.
Well, that's a good point. And how do you ask an urban community? What do you do? Do you call a town hall meeting? You can't go house to house. How do you reach out to those kinds of communities?
I think you have to be savvy about it. You have to be there. You can't be the invisible person or the person who lives out in the burbs and just comes in and tells you what to do. But I think you also need to have certain people who live in the community who really have a pulse. And it is not necessarily the mayor or the councilman or the alderman. A lot of times that is the pastor, or it is the woman who runs a child care facility. There are stakeholders who you really don't always perceive as being the most influential. So it takes time, and it takes asking people, who are the real decision makers in this community? Who are the people who really get things done?
So wrap it up for us in 30 seconds about food insecurity, the obesity epidemic, and what you really want listeners to hear.
So the issue with food insecurity and obesity and really oral health too, a lot of this comes down to demographics. Our poorer populations, our families in poverty, shoulder the burden of this disease. And to really make a difference, we need to make a difference on poverty and disparities so people know and are able to have the resources to eat more healthy.
And that's true. We need to make a dent in this. We need to help as a community. They say it takes a village. Well, that is certainly true. And so if you have ideas, feel free to send them off. We can talk about them right here. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. And that's what we're doing here at Radio MD. We are letting you know this great information with these experts. So I hope you'll share these shows with your friends. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned. More great show coming up, and stay well.